We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Live from Studio B on the Republic Broadcasting Network, you're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio with Michael Storm.
And welcome. It is Thursday, October 4th. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we're here live every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world, talking about truth and looking for solutions in all the news and information that's out there that's being made available to us, the mainstream media, the alternative media. It doesn't matter. It's what the people are talking about, because I get it directly from the people. Hundreds of people all around the world, different news organizations. Most importantly, I think, though, anybody can go and sign up for the news organizations and get information sent to them from those news organizations. It's another thing to be connected with hundreds of people all around the world who have the same kind of idea you do about making sure that people know what's really going on out there, and they're sharing stories. So you can add all of those links. Every single day in the social media, I have to add more likes or add more things to my social media that I'm following, whatever it is, you know, so that I'm getting that information. Every day, somebody I know from somewhere else around in the world sends me a piece of information from some place that I didn't know I could get information, and I have to add that to my list of places, and then my number grows, and then I have to go through thousands and thousands, well, maybe not thousands, but I have to go through a whole lot of stories in any one given day to get for you this information that we talk about and try to get to the heart of, so that we can all find our thing, whether it's fluoride, big fluoride thing going on tonight we'll talk about, and tomorrow night as well. Whether it's fluoride, whether it's the GMOs, whether it's shots, whether it's the New World Order, whether it's, I don't know what it is, politics, economics, any social issue that is a manipulation, all of these things apply, whatever it is that gets you up, gets you out, gets you to become an activist, gets you to be one of the people who last night were out there, 1,000, maybe more people outside of the debate, holding signs, having discussions, doing theater, talking on bullhorns, and otherwise just having their voices heard while the show went on inside. We'll talk a little bit about both of those things, everything that happened last night outside and inside. We'll cover it all, as well as mention how well everything just went in general for Liberty yesterday. There's a whole bunch while the show was going on, people's voices were being heard, they were being seen around the world, and other voices were speaking out. People like Gary Johnson, people like Jill Stein. Jill Stein was at our event last night, and everything in total yesterday was really, really amazing. It really was. I couldn't have been more proud of everybody that was involved, all the members of We Are Change Colorado who pulled it off, as well as all the other people that were out there that weren't members of We Are Change Colorado. The story made Breitbart.com, if you follow Breitbart.com, we'll take a look at that story, but I'm telling you in there, the story is misleading, because they took pictures really, really early on in the day before things really got into gear. Very bright light where people were still setting up and still getting going. They even kind of tried to make it look like We Are Change was about a dozen people, when in fact, all told, the We Are Change crew was running about 100 people last night. Not all in the same place, all at the same time. But as the day went through, there was a huge presence and probably 900 others out there. We'll talk about it all when we come back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Thank you. If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio with Michael Storm.
You have to take your browser and plug this address in there, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. And if you go there, you can follow along with what we talk about in the show. There's a ton of things. We got to catch up on what happened last night. We have to catch up on what's going on tonight and tomorrow. The big fluoride issue and the release of the premiere of the movie, The Great Culling, Our Water, that's happening tonight. We'll dive into the details of that. And all of it's up there, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. When you click on today, you will see the links in about exactly 1 second, because that's literally how long it takes it to decide what is today when you click on today and take you to the proper page. And it seems that I've done my job this morning and correctly produced the proper page and links for you. It's Thursday, October 4th. Romney wins the presidential debate. Color me shocked. Seriously. Chris Matthews goes off on Obama and Romney after the Denver debates. An Obama victory is in the stars, according to an astrophysicist. So it's all good. He lost the debate last night, but he's going to win the election, apparently. Ed Asner on CBS Sunday Morning on his career and 9/11. We may play it. We may not. If not, watch it yourself. I shared a number of videos today. Seeds of Doubt conference. This was fantastic news. Jeffrey Smith shared this with me yesterday. and I wanted to make sure to get it up there. It's also on the events page at MileHighLibertyRadio.com, as well as today's page. Seeds of Doubt Conference on GMOs is going to be streamed live. All you have to do is just click on the link and watch it. That's it. Thermography as an early cancer detection tool. That's following up on yesterday. Did the little story from the Today Show or something like that, one of the morning shows yesterday, that ran some information about cancer. And they said one thing in there specifically, and that was about mammograms. And I beg to differ. And I will show you the evidence of why I beg to differ. Larry King now, Gary Johnson. That was awesome. I couldn't believe it. He's going to be on again for the show that posts tonight as well. You can catch the link there. We definitely won't listen to that one because it's 20 minutes worth, but we have so many other things to fill in there and the other show. But what I'm going to do is I will take both the shows after he's aired them both, and I will give some highlights of it because he's saying some great stuff. Within the first 30 seconds of the show, he's talking about the police state, and it's amazing. Randy Newman, I'm dreaming of a white president, and no, it's not racist. It's called parody, folks. We'll listen to it. Rand Paul predicts Romney will win within hours of the debate, just before, probably about 5 hours before the debates. Rand Paul was taping Jon Stewart's show, The Daily Show, and he did about 8 minutes with him. Unfortunately, they didn't get into anything very they touched on the surface of a number of really important ideas concerning property rights and really the police state. And of course, Rand Paul has his new book. We'll listen to some of that, if not the whole thing. They did it in a couple of segments, and we'll break it up too. Massive stock market crashes happen in October. Happy Halloween. That's from the Economic Collapse blog, and they're expecting one, as I am here, and I will tell you over and over again, there's no reason not to. I won't try to guess when. I've played that little game with people before, and it doesn't pay off to do it, because all you have to do is just watch the downhill trend and the lack of change and know that something will, that the collapse will happen, a stock market crash, all of these things will happen. It's just a matter of when and how much more they can manipulate it, and how many of us get out there, get aware, and share the fact that they are manipulating this and stop them from doing it. We Are Change Colorado Grand Puppet Show protest and rally makes Breitbart. Fusion Center data useless lending to shoddy work. I had to make sure to share that one again. That's from yesterday. You know what the fusion centers are? These are the, what, 70 or so of them around the nation, these places where the FBI and local law enforcement and everybody sort of comes together in some conglomerate of data collecting. It's a joke, and this is why we always talk about it on the show. In fact, that they're searching through garbage, and when you put garbage in, you get garbage out. That's all there is to it. And then you put on top of that useless, lazy people who aren't trying to do investigative work. They're really not. They're trying to let machines and ideas and legislation investigate for them, and they just go pick out the people who say the wrong words and throw them in jail. If you don't believe me, ask Brandon Raub. He's on my friends on Facebook. Let's see. Jobless claims are up, but that's the new normal, so get used to it. I'm getting really tired of hearing that. Syrian army attack on Turkey, a false flag to bring in international support for the rebels, possibly. Turkey asks for no-fly zone. I made that big for some reason. It looks funny. I capitalized the entire word asks for some reason. I think it was to highlight the point that this is a prison planet story where they say that Turkey demanded that the U.S. impose a fly zone, and they used a quote that doesn't exist, and I'll explain it. It's not a big deal, but it is an indicative of the problem with not just telling the truth and not just paying attention, because it's obvious. I saw it instantly what was going on there. I saw the title and had to go look. Of course, they insinuate something like that. It's a big idea. Well, we better go check that out and start following the links. Well, wait a minute. Now, didn't they just quote this right back here? Well, that's not a quote. That's not what they said. Oh, okay. Well, we'll look at that. The Great Culling, Denver Premier, gets a look from theexaminer.com. The link to that article is there. Let's talk about it, because that is tonight. You can find all about it at MahiLibertyRadio.com. I'll give you the details here in a minute. It's on the events page. There's two premieres tonight and tomorrow night here in Denver, Colorado, with the producers and a number of experts as well. It's going to be fantastic. This is the article that made the Examiner, and it's about the Denver Premier. The Great Culling Water Fluoridation Documentary set for Denver Premier by Jeffrey Phelps. From the co-producer of the groundbreaking documentary What in the World Are They Spraying comes the following follow-up trilogy to a startling internet sensation that blew the roof off an official program that is poisoning every aspect of our lives the world over. Join producers Paul Wittenberger, Chris Maple, and myself, and Lisa, and many, many others, including people, experts from the movie. I'll try to name them if I can grab the – I'll have to grab the list. There was – I have one thing that has the name on them and then one thing that doesn't. And I'll see if I can grab the one that has the names on it. I don't see it immediately. Maybe when we come to the break, I'm going to be talking about this off and on all day, because this is a big deal tonight, and we want you to come out. I'll give you the details of tonight's performance. Let's finish this article, though. The first part – is The Great Culling Out Water, and that's what's premiering tonight here in Denver. Part one of a three-part documentary series that aims at exposing the truth about another one of those programs, water fluoridation. From the food that we eat to the water we drink, the very air that we breathe, it seems as though everything people do every day to survive regarding the basic fundamentals of life for every human on the face of the planet is being systematically attacked. Hidden in plain sight, a cold and callous eugenics-based human depopulation agenda has been covertly... And the page goes weird. There's all this is all in a row, and then all of a sudden, whoop, way over here on the other side is the rest of this sentence, covertly enacted upon the world's population, as if we didn't know where they were going. Largely without their knowing, everyone on the earth is being targeted at a genetic level in an attempt to reduce the overall population. In part one, our water reveals real threats to all our lives and the dangers to our offspring and our genetic integrity via water fluoridation. Extensive research has proven that fluoride is an extremely hazardous neurotoxin. That's the key right there, neurotoxicology. If you don't understand neurotoxicology, then you don't get why these shots and the fluoride and these other chemicals cause all of these things, these systemic issues that are caused by the neurotoxicology. Look it up. Extensive research has proven that fluoride is an extremely hazardous neurotoxin that wreaks havoc on brain cells and may be one of the leading causes of the dramatic rise of Alzheimer's disease and many, many other things. It has also been known to especially cause problems in calcium-rich tissues in the body, leading to diseases like osteoporosis, arthritis, and other joint and bone-related disorders. Fluoride is also known to dramatically decrease the IQ of people who ingest on a regular basis by up to 20 points in many cases. Florida, we've looked at some of the reality of that. Fluoride has historically been used as a pesticide, has been used in rat and roach poisons, and has been used by the military as one of the prime ingredients of nerve gas. They were also looking into it as part of atomic bomb work in the 40s. It's also a big byproduct of the aluminum industry. Strangely, fluoride has never received FDA approval, and the FDA themselves even stated, you can see this video, I might have to pull this up for you, actually. The FDA themselves even stated that the use of fluoride as a, that they see the use of fluoride as a prescription drug. They said a hell of a lot more than that. So why then does the FDA continue allowing the United States population to be forcefully mass medicated beyond their control and without the approval of a physician? The movie answers the questions. We'll talk about it some more when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
This is Mile High Liberty Radio with Michael Storm.
We are here, as always, talking about truth and solutions, and here's some truth for you. And the solutions are provided in many, many places. We talk about it all the time. Here's some truth for you. There's poison in the water. Much of the water supply, 70% or so thereabouts, depending on whose numbers you're looking at and if they're the latest numbers or if they're a little, you know, whatever, you know, changing. Things are changing all the time. People are finding out about the fact that there's poison in the water supply. Let's listen to the latest trailer for The Great Culling, Our Water.
I wanted to leave a history behind on what happened to me and some of the co-workers here in this county. And it kind of gives the inside look at a phosphate plant, mainly the chemical plant where phosphoric acid is made.
Our CDC and the liars in Washington, D.C. have only had success in countries that speak English for the vast majority of the disposal of their hazardous waste product. That means that you and I and our children in the United States are the largest consumers of hydrofluosilicic acid. Call it what it is. Hydrofluosilicic acid, what is that? Hydro is water, fluo, fluoride, silicic, sand. And it's missing an electron. It's acidic. It'll kill you. You take your hand dipping in like that, you're going to die. FDA in 1997 required manufacturers of toothpaste to put this warning label on it. It's the same as you'd have on a loaded 38 caliber pistol. Keep out of reach of children. And only use a little pea-sized amount, which is about the same amount that would be in a bottle of water. And if that amount is swallowed, call the Poison Control Center or seek professional help immediately. So if I drank a bottle of water, should I call the Poison Control Center too? This is just insane.
There are solutions out there. There are answers to this. There's a ways to get around and possibly clean up your system. What can we do?
I really wish this project the greatest success. People need to hear this message from all of those that you've interviewed. This is powerful information. I imagine that in 50 years, people will be watching this. And they'll look back and say, there were some filmmakers who did know what they were covering, who weren't willing to just sell out and do some explosions and on-screen sex and this and that. They actually had a message for humanity. That's what you guys are doing.
And that is the latest trailer for The Great Culling Our Water. It's the first in a trilogy of movies by a fantastic pair of individuals. Chris Maple, of course, has been on the show. We'll read a quote here for him in a second. But that last voice you heard in the trailer there is the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, in case you're wondering. This is the latest from Chris Maple. All screenings are open to the public. This is in regard to tonight's screening as well as tomorrow night's screening. Paul Wittenberger and I are flying in from Los Angeles and bringing Dr. David Kennedy and Gary O. Pittman with us to guest speak. They're both in the film. You heard both their voices in that trailer, in fact. And we'll be holding a Q&A directly after the screening. The Great Culling Our Water includes interviews with past president of International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, Dr. David C. Kennedy, DDS, injured phosphate mining supervisor and author of Phosphate Fluoride's Toxic Torts, Gary O. Pittman. We have Natural News Editor-in-Chief Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Also, former Senator and Congresswoman Karen Johnson will be making an appearance in our water film. We have co-founder of the Fluoride Action Network, Dr. Paul Connett, Ph.D., along with co-founder of Pure Rain Bottled Water, Dr. Laura Presley, Ph.D., our good friend Dr. Charlie Getchell, Ph.D. in organic chemistry, New York Times bestselling author Dr. Doris Rapp, M.D., and National Director of Citizens for Safe Drinking Water, Jeff Green, with Holistic and Mercury Free, dentist James, Dr. James E. Rota, DDS. Is this enough expert and enough authority for you to get that this is important, that this is a real issue? That this is not just conspiracy nuts and conspiracy theorists running off at the mouth. There's actually something here, and there has been for a very, very long time, and you've been lied to about it. Last but not least, our very good friends and activists Luke Azana and Mary E. Moore rounding out the cast for the Explosive Part 1 of the Culling series, which is called Our Water. It premieres tonight. Go to milehighlibertyradio.com. Click on today's date, and you can find out the info. I'll give you the specific details when we come back. We're about ready to slide into this break. But all you have to do, milehighlibertyradio.com, click on the events. There's 2 days. There's today and tomorrow. So you have two chances to see it here in Denver, 6:45 p.m. tonight. Denver Film Center, 2510 East Colfax Avenue. And then again tomorrow night, at the First Universalist Church, 4101 East Hampton Avenue, and that one starts at 7 p.m. Google those addresses. The zip codes are up there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com if you need to figure out how to get there. The only thing I would say about the venues, I've been in both places and have been treated well. The First Universalist Church is bigger, holds some more people. That's all I can say about that. Either one, come to either one. We'll talk about them a little bit more and do the news when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The program you are listening to is unscripted, unrefined, uncontrolled, unprocessed, unedited, underground, and out of control. Mile High Liberty Radio with Michael Storm.
If you are listening from somewhere else in the world, that is opposed to here in America, you may not realize, but it's our favorite time of the every four years when elections come around, the presidential election specifically. We get to do the other guys every couple of years, but the president every 4 years. We get to pick a new one of those or pretend to pick a new one of those and go through the process. And, of course, here in Colorado last night was the first of the phony but very entertaining, I guess, if that's what you find entertaining, couple of liars exchanging soft blows at each other, answering softball questions generally. If that's what you find to be a good time, I suppose it was a good time was had by all. A better time was had by the people outside the venue, in fact, a much better time. But The debates were fact. They did happen last night. They are phony baloney. Who cares? But everybody else is talking about it. That I don't know, what is it? I don't know, 40% of the population or something that tries to participate in the system on the high side, I guess, maybe. Those guys are interested in it. And if you go to MileHighLibertyRadio.com, this is what they're talking about. They're saying that Romney won the thing. He won the presidential debate. And I'm actually kind of shocked about that. I mentioned something yesterday about the idea that I'm thinking that it's kind of in the bag for Obama just because it just seems that way. There doesn't seem to be any big effort on the part of the Republicans. And I'm here in Colorado, and Colorado is supposed to be a battleground state for them. And they've been here a lot, but I still don't see anything more from Mitt Romney than I do from the president. He's everywhere. It's just everywhere I turn, there's another ad. What are you going to tell him if you voted for Mitt Romney? What are you going to tell your gay friends who can't get married if you voted for Mitt Romney? As if Mitt Romney is the problem and not government having any say in people's relationships at all. Tired of that commercial. I am sick of that one. Mitt Romney comes on strong against the President Obama in the university debate in Denver, and the University of Denver debate. Man, that sounds a little better. It was in Denver. And the pundits were mad. You have to hear this. I think we have it queued up for you, so we'll go ahead and play it. This is Chris Matthews last night going off on Obama after the debates, just about his poor performance. And he just rants for a good 5 minutes or something here. It's great. There he goes.
Tonight wasn't an MSNBC debate, was it? It just wasn't. It had none of the things you mentioned. It didn't mention all the key fighting points of this campaign. And certainly there was no Bobby Kennedy in the green room before Barack Obama came out tonight. I don't know what he was doing out there. He had his head down. He was enduring the debate rather than fighting it. Romney, on the other hand, came in with a campaign. He had a plan. He was going to dominate the time. He was going to be aggressive. He's going to push the moderator around, which he did effectively. He was going to relish the evening, enjoying it. Nothing to do with the words he spoke. Here's my question for Obama. I know he likes to say he doesn't watch cable television, but maybe he should start. I don't know how he let Romney get away with the crap he threw out tonight about Social Security. Listen to the stuff he got away with. He said, emergency room. The latest thing we got from Romney, because he said so, is, you know what I want to do with people when they're poor? Shove them in the emergency room. Why didn't Obama say that? Why didn't he say that? You talk about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicare people. They're part of your 47%. You want to drop them from the list of eligible Americans. You don't have any care for these people. What are you talking about? We've got it on tape. Governor, we got it on tape what you think of these people. Don't come out here and pretend you care about old people because you met somebody at some campaign event. You've written off 47% of the country before you even started. Where was Obama tonight? He should watch, well, not just Hardball Racer should watch you. He should watch the Reverend Allen. He should watch Lawrence. He would learn something about this debate. There's a hot debate going on in this country. You know where it's being held? Here, on this network, is where we're having the debate. We have our knives out. We go after the people and the facts. What was he doing tonight? He went in there disarmed. He was like, oh, wait, an hour and a half, I think I can get through this thing, and I don't even look at this guy. Where's Romney? I love the split screen. Staring at Obama, addressing him like the prey. He did it just right. I'm coming at an incumbent. I got to beat him. You got to beat the champ, and I'm going to beat him tonight. And I don't care what this guy moderator, whatever he thinks he is, because I'm going to ignore him. What was Romney doing? He was winning.
He was winning tonight.
That's
and
my thought.
I was stunned.
That was my thought. He was winning. If he does five more of these nights, forget it.
Well
just a thought.
It puts the pressure on the
president. Obama should watch MSNBC. My last point. He will learn something every night on this show and on all these shows.
That's Chris Matthews last night after the debates, just laying it down. He's generally a windbag, but he was right about Obama's performance last night, and I think it's the impression everybody gave. Tim Hoover, the Denver Post: in a night characterized by rambling debate format, Mitt Romney came on strong and stated his message more forcefully than in recent weeks, while President Barack Obama seemed disinclined to engage. The candidates dwelled heavily on the words middle class at the University of Denver and avoided major gaffes. Obama, who won a coin toss and started first, said he led the country through the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, which we know is not true because nothing's getting better. We haven't been led through anything, led into it, if anything. Just following along, doing the same old things that we've always done. That's what you're guilty of there. And have created 5 million jobs over 30 months. But he spun quickly to criticizing Obama, Romney, saying the GOP nominee's budget plan, which does not specify which tax credits and exemptions he would cut taxes by $5 trillion, slashing taxes for the wealthy, but ultimately raising them on the middle class, at least that's the assumption. And said assumption is based on analysis of Romney's plan that assert there is no way to cut federal spending as much as he wants without cutting spending on Medicaid and Medicare. That's a lie, but also eliminating tax breaks enjoyed by the middle class like mortgage interest deductions and child care tax credits. Start by shrinking the physical size of government itself instead of taking things away from the people that you promised them. Wean them off. I could do it in a presidency. Are we going to double down on the top-down economic policies that help to get us out of this mess, Obama asked, or do we embrace a new economic patriotism that says America does best when the middle class does best? Romney fired back that Obama was continuously misrepresented his plan. Romney said he would not enact any tax cut that increased the deficit, especially a cut on high-income earners. I know that you and your running mate keep saying that and I know it's a popular thing to say with a lot of people, but it's just not the case. Romney said, look, I've got 5 boys. I'm used to people saying things that's not always true, but just keep on repeating it and ultimately hoping to believe it. I guess he just called his kids liars. But that is not the case, all right? I will not reduce the taxes paid by high-income Americans. It was the first debate between Obama and Democratic incumbent president and Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts and Republican nominee for president. The debate at DU's Ritchie Center centered mostly on the economy, job creation, and America's deficit. The debate was hosted by the Commission on Presidential Debates and moderated by PBS's Jim Lehrer, who started by asking the pair how they would create jobs. Mail ballots in Colorado go out October 15th, and an estimated 80% of voters will have cast their ballots by the November election. The debate also touched on the Affordable Care Act, the 2010 federal health care law reform that Romney referred to as Obamacare, apologizing to the president for using that term, which some critics used derisively. Obama shrugged it off, saying, I like it. Oh, softball game. That's what I said. That's what happened last night. And if you watch that interview with Gary Johnson on Larry King Now that's up there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com, if you watch that, you'll hear Gary Johnson talk about it being softball and that if we elect them, they're going to lead us right into a deeper police state and all of these wonderful debts and everything. So Obama loses the debate last night, hands down, apparently. That's what all the pundits are saying. I think they both were full of lies. Obama, 348, Romney, 190. UAH astrophysicist who got it right twice before predicts electoral results. If you don't know, that's the Electoral College numbers. 348 Obama, Romney 190. And that's consistent with some numbers that, I think Romney actually is, if things ended today, he's already got more than 191. There, Huntsville, Alabama, there is little suspense left in our presidential horse race, even in most of the so-called swing states, says astrophysicist and statistician West Colley, the way he measures the poll data and his deceptively simple median method, which has correctly predicted the last two presidential elections, show President Obama has locked up Ohio and Virginia and cemented a small but stable lead in Florida. Bottom line, Obama is well on his way to re-election. I think the operative word is disaster if you're a Republican, says Colley on Monday. I think the operative word is confidence if you're a Democrat. These things can swing a lot, but it would have to swing a lot. Colley, who runs one of six computer rankings that help the bowl championship series, well, there, that throws his data out the window right there, because we know the BCS is nothing, but if you pay it all, I don't pay much, but I know that the BCS, the way it's handled, is always in contention, so his association with it right there in the eyes of most people should just set him apart. Well, we don't need to listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. In 04, they only missed Hawaii. The guy teaches statistics and physics-based modeling at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Spent 10 hours setting up the code to capture all the polls in those states. And he runs it like this. It's actually really simple. It's just he takes the middle poll of every state, chops off the end ones, and that's who wins. For his electoral scoreboard, Colley looks at polls conducted within the last month. He then lines them up in order from most in favor of Obama to most in favor of Romney. He circles the poll in the middle, or the median result, and awards the state to the victor of that middle poll. In Ohio, Obama won the last 14 polls. That's 14-0. So Obama wins the state, obviously. In Florida, Obama won 12 polls to Romney's 4. So Colley awards Florida to Obama. He compared it to scoring for Olympic divers who forfeit their lowest and highest scores. And I thought that was an apt description. And it goes right along with what I said yesterday, that Obama seems to be the one that's going to win it from this point so far. That seems to be the storyline. But then again, we know where the storyline comes from, and that's, you know, do we trust that ever? Seeds of Doubt conference on GMOs is going to be streamed live this weekend. It's on the 6th. You have to watch it if you're interested at all. This is a scientific look at it. This is meant for doctors. This is going to tell people about the food and what it is doing physically to their bodies. Ed Asner on CBS Sunday Morning, his career on 9/11. That you can watch up there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com when you click on today. Thermography is an early cancer detection tool. This is a follow-up from yesterday. I went and dug this up from Dr. Mercola. Actually, because I was specifically talking to a friend after the show who had listened, and she was interested in it, had never heard of thermography, and I had only made mention of it in the show as taking a look at it. So I pulled up it. Some quick information for her, and it's good information. And of course, this is all in relation to breast exams and cancer and breast cancer in women and early detection and the idea that the mammogram is a cancer-causing agent in and of itself, and getting them regularly is questionably a good idea. I'll leave it at that. Here is an alternative for you. It's called thermography. Revolutionary and safe diagnostic tool detects hidden inflammation. It's called thermography. And I went to my friend Dr. Joseph Mercola for the information on this. You might not realize that cancer is now the disease most likely to lead to your death. It passed heart disease as the number one killer years ago. And if you are a woman, breast cancer is the type of cancer you are most likely to get. There are many approaches you can take to prevent breast cancer or any cancer, including the dietary changes that we always talk about here on the show. Thank you, Greg Gillette, GilletteNutrition.com. And lifestyle modifications. I recommend, as I recommend on my site, and that's, of course, Mercola.com, Dr. Joseph Mercola. However, if you already have breast cancer, and this is an issue, a big issue, even in the early hidden stages, you need a radically different strategy, since the cancer could kill you before your dietary and other changes take effect. Every person's got to look at their individual circumstances, and it starts with this detection. Let me say this about mammograms. You may think that they are the ideal screening tool to give you a warning stage before the cancer becomes far more difficult to treat. Unfortunately, mammograms can actually increase your risk of cancer. That's why I don't recommend mammograms, and neither do I. Despite what you may hear from other medical sources, they expose your body to radiation that can be 1,000 times greater than that from a chest x-ray. This makes you vulnerable unnecessarily to further risks of radiation-induced cancer. Additionally, mammography compresses the breast tightly and often painfully, which could lead to a lethal spread of any existing malignant cells, literally pushing them around inside your body. And there is no solid evidence that mammograms save lives. In fact, research demonstrates that adding an annual mammogram to a careful physical examination of the breast does not improve breast cancer survival rates over getting the examination alone. In other words, just grabbing a hold of them bad boys. The newest, safest cancer screening tool. Fortunately, you now have some very effective options for finding inflammation, the precursor to many of these types of cancers. For the longest time, it wasn't well known that inflammation was the culprit responsible for many chronic diseases. However, many physicians, like me, now recognize that inflammation is a precursor to many diseases. This is Dr. Joseph Mercola here, and I agree, based on everything that I've ever read, too, such as cancers, arthritis, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and high blood pressure. And here's some good news. Early detection of inflammation may help you prevent many negative health conditions from developing. And while you can reduce inflammation with dietary changes, nutritional supplements, antioxidants, detoxification, stress reduction, and more, here's my diagnostic recommendation from Dr. Joseph Mercola when we come back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com. If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mile High Liberty Radio.
Terry and many others at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Just click on today. I'm reading this information from Dr. Joseph Mercola's website, the Natural Health Center, Mercola.com. Revolutionary and safe diagnostic tool detects hidden inflammation. It's called thermography, and he was just about to pay off. He was going to tell us exactly what it is and why he supports it. Although this information is particular interest to you, if you are a woman, men will also find it extremely helpful. There is a new diagnostic high-tech tool that I've recently welcomed to my clinic, the Natural Health Center, and it specifically measures inflammation. It's called thermal imaging or thermography. In a nutshell, this tool creates a digital map of your body that illustrates heat patterns, patterns that may detect some condition or abnormality. It uses a scanning type of infrared camera that measures your surface body temperature, presenting the information as a digitized map, which is exactly the same conceptually as an X-ray. They shoot the X-ray through you and capture the image, and things that don't look right, they investigate further. The exact same thing with this, except no X-rays. It's just light, infrared. These thermal images, called thermograms, are analyzed for abnormalities, and they may be signs of disease in your body. Additionally, since your body is thermally symmetrical, if normal, that means it looks the same on both sides in the heat patterns that it generates, thermal asymmetries, differences from one side to the other, can indicate problems. I recommend this tool. You'll have to call the Thermography Diagnostic Center. Just look it up on the internet. Because measuring inflammation through thermal imaging is a proactive preventative method you can use for detecting disease, which significantly improves your chances of longevity and good health. Additionally, thermograms provide reliable and accurate information for diagnosis, treatment, and prognosis. Precise and objective data from accurate measurements of thermal information, considerable financial savings over conventional investigations, such as, oh, what's that? We got to look further. Another one? Hit you some more X-rays? A little bit closer image? And unlike diagnostic tests, thermal imaging is not painful, not invasive, and quick. The multi-image exams take less than 15 minutes. Makes no contact with your body, no part compression. You don't have to grab your breasts and hold them together like you normally would with a mammogram. Emits absolutely no radiation. So that leads you to wonder, how can thermography really help you? Well, and just as we've discussed, all those ideas, the story goes a little bit deeper. It's there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Obviously, if you are a woman, it's something you probably want to check out, because it's a concern to individuals as they get older, breast cancer being number one. I've heard that so much. It's right up there, and right there at the beginning of the article, they said, you know, that cancer in general is overtaken, and that's because cancer is a generic term in and of itself and is a systemic disease. It is caused by ultimately your body being an environment that invites cancer, and having a body that doesn't invite cancer keeps cancer away. It's what we talk about, nutrition. Dr. Mercola mentioned it in there. Our good friend Greg Gillette, GilletteNutrition.com, gives us a couple of hours of his precious time every month to talk about it as well. We'll come back. We've got a whole nother hour. There's much, much more news to cover. It's Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be back in just a minute.
Mile High Liberty Radio. Eco-friendly for the evolution, resolution, revolution.